Straight out of Feller Podcast with your host, Chris G. Now, before I start this fucking episode, I'm going to plug into Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, man, because you guys make this fucking podcasting a push of a button, man. And that easy for the people out there listening. If you want a podcast, download Anchor, a couple of buttons after you sign up, and boom, you're a fucking official podcaster distributed on multiple platforms. Today is fucking Valentine's Day. I hope all you motherfuckers out there getting laid today. But before this, I'm going to introduce my guest. He's been on this podcast multiple motherfucking times. My boy, the fucking killer. What's up, my boy?
What's up with it, man?
Nothing, dear. Just fucking, thanks for coming on the fucking podcast. It's dope as fuck, man.
Shit, no worries.
So this is your first interview over the phone that we're doing. Usually you're right here next to me, but today you're at home and I'm at home. I'm like, fuck it, might as well fucking podcast right now. Ain't nothing else to do. I'm on, let's just bring G Killer. You know what I mean? It's Valentine's Day. He wants to talk some shit. And I'm like, okay, we got it.
Shit, did I want to toss some shit or did you want to toss some shit? Over you was pretty hyped.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm always hyped when I do this podcasting shit. Let's start off this day. Like, so how was your fucking okay, you have a new fucking podcast you're doing, the talking shit podcast, or can you break that down for fuckers out here?
Yeah, so the talking shit podcast is basically just what you guys, you and Destiny J do at the what's the 411 is basically just like a little knockoff version of that, except just me talking a whole bunch of shit about celebrities, like not even praising them at all, just straight talking shit.
Yeah, no, I saw that, dude. I've been listening to your episodes, dude, and I'm like, oh shit, it's different than the because I've been a guest on your greenhouse podcast, and dude, it's always fun doing that. But then this talking shit podcast, dude, I'm like, oh shit, dude, this is what I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, and it's fucking dope. I actually just did an episode talking shit about bringing up Baddie. It's a new fucking little Snapchat TV series for Danielle Bregoli or whatever.
Oh, the Catch Me Outside. How about that, girl?
Yeah. So I watched all the little 6 episodes and I did my own little fucking talking shit episode about it.
So what'd you think?
It was fucking horrible. They're still playing off the Dr. Phil shit.
That's the only thing they have to hang on to because that's what got her popping.
Right. And then not only that, I feel like it was disrespectful how they threw what's that other fuck faces rapper that just died? XXXTentacion's funeral thing in there.
That's what I call straight clout chasing.
Shit.
No, for reals, dude. You know what I mean? She's just hanging on to the Dr. Phil shit. She's fucking hanging on to the XXX relationship they had. Like, they were friends and shit like that. And you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe she's not popping as people think she is, because she was supposed to do a show out here in Fresno, and I guess she canceled the day of or the day before, and then said she was going to reschedule, and then she canceled again. So I wonder if her ticket sales are low.
Either her ticket sales are low or death threats. I mean, I don't know, man.
Why you think a lot of people really want to fucking kill her or
fuck her up? I mean, I don't want to say that, but like, I mean, look at back in like the 90s, or no, it was recently. Kanye West canceled his tour coming to Fresno because there was death threats from people in Fresno.
No way, really?
Yeah, this was like back in like, oh fuck, like not even 5 years ago, maybe, dude.
No, I remember when he canceled, but I thought it was because he was going on his political rants and all that shit.
No, it was because he had death threats from people in Fresno.
Mm-hmm. No way, that's fucking crazy. Who would want to do that to Kanye out here in Fresno back then, especially?
Now,
stand because of his political shit he's been pulling. But back then, why would they do that to that motherfucker?
I mean, it's Fresno, dude. If you got one buddy, you a victim.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I mean, Fresno needs to change. And it is, actually. You know what I mean? People are starting to network together. People are starting to get these little movements going. You know what I mean? I appreciate that shit, and I respect it, man. It's a grind.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So what other shit were you talking shit about? I remember you were talking shit about the Trump shit, the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah, I talked shit about State of Union. I talked shit about the Super Bowl. I talked shit about the male Rams cheerleader. What else have I talked shit about?
I actually listened to the Rams cheerleader. So what do you mean? So what are you trying to say? You don't like that?
Like, it's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it, nothing against that shit. Like the LGBT, whatever the fuck they do, whatever do you. But, like, I don't know. To me, it's just weird seeing it come to life. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean being promoted in mainstream?
Yeah, because, like, you know, ain't no one really wanted to talk about that shit. Now it's kind of like, it's weird just to everyone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand it's different, you know what I mean? But, you know, there's always been dude cheerleaders for at least a couple, maybe two decades, at least 20 years, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing new. It's just, like you said, it's finally starting to get mainstream and people are, you know, it's right in people's faces.
Yeah, and I mean, because isn't there like fucking high school guy cheerleaders or whatever the fuck?
Oh, yeah, there's been high school guy cheerleaders.
Yeah, see, so it's nothing new to me. It's just, it was weird to see it actually, you know, come to life.
Well, you know, the mainstream media nowadays, they glorify that kind of shit, and especially the LGBT, whatever. Sorry, you guys, if I fucked that up. But, you know what I mean? Ever since Obama legalized that shit's been on TV shows. And movies, and you know what I mean? It's more out there. So it's like more normal for people to see that kind of shit.
Right. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I ain't got no one around me that's like that I know of. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you don't have a gay friend? You don't know any gay people?
I mean, I've met a few gay people, but I don't got no gay friends. You know what I mean? That I know of. I mean, if there is, then that's cool. I ain't going to hate on you.
No, that's good, dude. Nowadays, you got to be careful with what the fuck you say because these motherfuckers will attack your ass, bro. They try to do this. Oh, how do you feel about this social media shaming shit? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, honestly, I don't pay it no mind, you know what I mean? Because it shouldn't affect the art or whoever the fuck's being shamed. It shouldn't affect them in any way. Because you know, as a rapper and as a person who does, I get a lot of shit taught to myself. So now in the community, you know, it's like something that shouldn't really affect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get what you're trying to say, but okay. So, I totally lost where I was going. Oh, I was saying earlier about how they're glorifying that shit and how you got to be careful about what you say because if you say certain words in this politically correct world in 2019, you will get shamed and they will try to blacklist you and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, or just attack you, dude. Like what I've been hearing is that the LGBT, well, I'm sorry if I fucked it up again, they're very aggressive on social media.
I mean, shit, I did not know that. If they are, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, well, they just said if you know what I mean, they're very loud people. Not loud, but I'm saying, like, when it comes to their type of culture and what they do, you know what I mean? They get offended easily.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, ain't that the normal nowadays in society? Everyone want to be offended by something.
How do you feel about that? Because I feel that, you know what I mean, people are going too fucking overboard with this bullshit. You know what I mean? You say a certain word the wrong way and it's fucking, it, 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 it's These motherfuckers are going berserk. They're acting like you should do jail time for, you know, I mean, that's the way you feel, like, man. Like, they're trying to make you feel like you're a piece of shit.
I mean, I feel like we ain't really progressing. I mean, like, if you really think about it, we fucking going backwards. Because, I mean, yeah, we got weed legalized, which is cool. Like, yeah, that's what's up. But now we got all these sensitive motherfuckers out here that can't take, you know, comments. To, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people say it's the millennials. And what do they say? That everybody gets a trophy generation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All these little kids soccer teams. Everyone get a trophy.
Yeah, even if you're fucking get your ass beat in the game, oh, everybody's still getting a trophy, and I think that's not good.
Participation trophy or whatever the fuck it was.
People need to learn how to lose, how to be losers. It only makes people better or motivated. It's what I feel. I just think people, you know, these little fucks nowadays, they just need to learn. Who cares? You lose, you win some, you lose some. They not this everybody gets a fucking trophy bullshit. It's ridiculous. Like, it's raising a bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah, man, and that, you know, that's fucking crazy. Like, it's fucking, I'm not much older than these motherfuckers, and it's crazy. I'm some of their ages. It is crazy how different I am from them.
I think it's just the way you were raised, the people were raised, you know what I mean? Nowadays it's totally different. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I didn't see this shit coming, and the way everyone is right now, I didn't see this coming.
Right? Like, fucking, and that goes for like music too, to be honest.
Oh, you don't like this new generation of music? I forgot. I fuck with it. I like some of this shit. You know what I mean? I like the mumble rap, whatever. It's just a phase of rap that we're going through right now, and it's popping. Not a lot. You know, like, I don't consider Drake a mumble rapper. I don't consider The Game a mumble rapper. Lil Wayne a mumble rapper. Who else? You know what I mean? Just all these rappers that are still on. That are not mumble rappers, they're just the mumble rappers are influenced by them.
And then, you know, I mean, to me, like, I don't know, rap. See, like, I started listening to rap back when fucking Nelly had first came out with his track Hot in Here and shit like that. You know what I mean? And so, like, in 2000s, yeah, like the early 2000s.
So you like Country Grammar, that album Nelly put out at that time?
Oh, yeah, we going down, down, baby. Hey, but, yeah, no, you get what I mean, though. Like, I grew up in that time, so, like, the earlier Eminem shit and the Exhibit and the Dr. Dre and the Smoke tour, you know, that shit was barely phasing out, so I was still able to get some of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's the era I like the most, Eminem, Dr. Dre. You know what I mean? I like that era, too. And I like the 90s. I like it all. I did like Nelly when it came out. I remember I was still a youngster when that shit was coming out. I was influenced by a lot of these people, you know what I mean? Or I grew up listening to a lot of this shit. Because we're not too far apart from age. I'm about, I'm going to be 29 this year. So, and you're, what, like 23, 24?
I just turned 22 on the 11th.
Oh, yeah, 22. Son of a bitch, I'm old, dude. I remember one time I was interviewing some rappers one time on Small Town Cali podcast, and one of these rappers was young, and he's like, man, you're old enough to be my daddy. That was hilarious.
Oh, hell.
And I'm only fucking 29, bro. I'm like, God, dude, am I getting that old that fast? Fuck this shit. Let's slow this shit the fuck down.
Shit, man. Well, let's talk about, hey, let's switch it over real quick. Let's talk about fucking music, man.
What do you want to know, man? I'm always down to talk some music shit.
What you got planned? I know you got some stuff planned.
Well, right now, I don't think I really have anything planned besides the show for Cisco that's headlining. You're performing. Ana Luis, 812 Boppy, TNO, and Cisco, and Claims just got added. So, you know what I mean? We got the show coming up February 23rd, Saturday night. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8 p.m. Be there or be square. It's going to be epic, dude. How excited are you to perform in front of a crowd? And this will be your first time. We're going to be popping your cherry at this show.
You know what? I'm actually fucking stoked. You know, a lot of people would be down about it because it's a local show, but I'm not fucking down. Like, I'm not upset about it because, you know, it's my first show that actually gets to go through, you know, after having two shows previously canceled on me. You know what I mean?
Totally. And the thing, you know, I hate when people talk down about local shows because some of these artists, dude, they are very fucking talented. Like, shout out to Cisco, man. If you haven't seen Cisco, check him out on YouTube. Find him on Instagram as Cisco. You know what I mean? Just look him up on mine. You'll find Cisco. He got music. dates back to a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago. He was just here the day earlier. So shout out to Cisco, man. This guy's very talented. He got some good ass jams. He got some West Coast sound. That's why I fuck with his music, because the way he beat his beats are, and you know what I mean, he's getting into producing his own beats, and you know what I mean, he's just making some moves, man. And I thought it'd be nice to get him a headline show and perform out here at Josie's, and we got some local rappers, you know what I mean, just get it popping, you know what I mean. Fowler doesn't usually have a lot of this kind of stuff, and you know, me and Dingo, shout out to Joe Dingo, Dingo Brother Productions, you know what I mean, me and him just helping locals around here get some time on stage and get paid for performing their craft, you know what I mean.
And that's fucking dope that y'all do that, to be real, because, you know, no one else in the Valley does that. And going back to Cisco, man, like, honestly, I saw a video the other day he did on Milweed, the little interview he did.
Yes, the session.
The Cisco session. Yeah, I seen that shit, dude. Honestly, I didn't know, because when I had asked Joe this the other day, me and Joe were thinking Cisco and me have been rapping about the same time.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Cisco has only been rapping for 4 years or whatever he said, and I've been rapping for 7. So it's fucking dope to see Cisco doing such big things so fast, to where I'm 7 years into it and I'm barely catching up to where everyone else is at. But that's what's up, though, that he's, you know what I mean?
No, that's good. It's just, you know what I mean, people learn at their own pace, and sometimes it's like you got to meet new people and new connections and new opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these things that are finally coming to light for me, like, I never, you know, would have expected me to ever get these fucking opportunities, whether it be the podcast or the music or the shows, or, you know what I mean?
Totally.
So to be like, to be actually being able to do this shit, it's fucking dope. And to be able to get, you know, sponsorship deals with, you know, bong companies and...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. You just got your first sponsor, your first official sponsor on what podcast was it? The Greenhouse Podcast?
Yes. Yes, we have officially landed our very first sponsor on our podcast, the Greenhouse Podcast. Maybe some of you have seen or heard us on Anchor, seen us on YouTube. Well, seen me, actually, because I'm the only one that really does it. But, yeah, earned my very first podcast or my very first sponsorship today. Very stoked about it. Sponsored by Tank Glass. They do bongs and bong accessories such as stems and bowls and such like that. We have a discount code to where if you go to their website and purchase a bong or anything, you get 20% off if you enter the code the Greenhouse.
So 20% off if you use the promo code the Greenhouse. Get 20% off purchase of any marijuana paraphernalia, or is it strictly bongs?
Well, it's bong bong. It's all bong related, basically. You know what I mean? The stem, the bowl, and the bong itself with the bags, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's different size bongs, so there's different prices, you know what I mean? But it's cool that we actually get sponsored by them, and we're so stoked to be working with them, honestly.
No, that's pretty dope, man. You know what I mean? I remember when I got my first sponsor. Shout out to Midtown Barbershop, man. I felt so excited because I felt like, man, somebody actually believes in me and what I'm doing. And, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, you know what I mean, getting respect out here. And I had just started.
Right.
I was probably about 10 episodes in, I think, or less than that when I got the sponsorship.
Oh, shit. Well, you want to know what's actually crazy? Fucking 10 Glass, the company that sponsors the Greenhouse Podcast, I don't know if they realize it or not, but I've actually hit them up in the past under, you know, my G Killer persona trying to get sponsored by them. And they actually flat out denied me back then, dude. So it's kind of cool to actually see it all come around in a circle to where we're actually still connected with them. You know, whether they know it or not. And, you know, if they ever get a hold of this episode, they'll fucking know about it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. But, hey, it's all right. People change and the personas get, you know what I mean? That you know what I mean? That's just, like I said, that's your stage name. That's a persona you do. It's like a character you put on for the world for your music. And nowadays, more people are understanding that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like it's part of the act, is if I can say it that way.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we're all, you know, us as musicians. I mean, I'm speaking for myself mainly, but what we do on our music don't really affect us in real life. You know what I mean? Like I said, when I first went onto your podcast, I don't like when parents want to put the blames on the artist when it's their fault for letting the kids listen to the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. You know what I mean? To me, it's like, how would I explain it? I don't know where I was going with that. My bad, my boy.
You're good. You're good. I'm high. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm high. So
I had a long fucking day at work today, but you know what I mean? That's life, bro. Like for the motherfuckers out there listening, I think, what the fuck is Chris doing always fucking podcasting? I do have a regular 9-to-5.
Yes, you do. And matter of fact, what do you do, Chris? I forgot.
Actually, I deliver and distribute tires all over the Central Valley.
Motherfucker, I knew it. I could have used you today, dude. I was trying to get 2 new front tires. I had to go to fucking Les Schwab.
Yeah. We deliver to Les Schwab. We deliver to all those tire shops you see around here.
Oh, see, yeah, motherfucker. Oh, man, I should have fucking just hit you up straight up. Be like, yo, Chris, hand me up some tires.
Yeah, yeah. For the people out there listening that keep hearing the door slam, what's it called? I'm actually outside on my porch podcasting. You can probably hear cars passing by and people talking in the background. Don't mind that kind of shit. We're just bullshitting. You know what I mean? It's fucking Valentine's Day, dude. You have any Valentine's stories, bro? I got one.
I ain't got shit, but let me hear yours. What you got?
Let me tell you how fucked up of a little fuck I was back in the day, dude. I remember it was fucking...
Back in the day? You're 7 years older than me. Fuck, calm down.
I'm saying when I was in fifth grade, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so check this. For some reason, I was on my rag on Valentine's Day, probably because I didn't have no girlfriends. So what I did was... I fucking, you know how every Valentine's, the school, back in the days, you guys have a Valentine's Day party, and then you guys pass out Valentine cards to each other?
Yeah, you get those little fucking cards, the little candy bags, and all that goody-goody shit, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I remember one year, I was in charge of doing my own at home. And my parents just bought me the fucking cards and I wrote, I did whatever I want. And I got in so much fucking shit because I did custom fucking Valentine cards, which is not really custom. All I did was all I did was write mean and stupid shit on people's Valentine cards, and then I passed them out at the fucking party until people started reading them, and they started snitching on the teacher, and the teacher kicked me out of the party. And I remember that day, dude. I said some fucked up shit on there.
Yo, I saved Valentine's as a little kid. Like, my God.
Oh my God, dude. There was one where I said to some dude, some chunky dude, and I go, you know, the Valentine card says whatever it says. And then I wrote, "What's up, Tonka truck?" Oh my God, dude. I said some fucked up shit. And then there was some fat chick. I said, and I said her name. Oh my God, dude. I don't remember half the shit I wrote, but I got in trouble. Not only did they read and show my parents and the principal the ones that snitched on me on the cards, they showed the whole fucking class. And I didn't have one nice thing to say to any fucking buddy in that fucking classroom, bro. So that was one of my Valentine Day stories for the fuckers out there. Yes, I was an asshole back in the day, but I'm not like that anymore. I had a great Valentine's Day today. Me and my wife went out and got heart-shaped pizza because we saw it trending on Twitter and social media. So we're all, what the fuck is this craze about? Let's go and check this shit out. So we went to the pizza parlor, got a heart-shaped pizza. Makes no fucking difference. It's the same shit, but it's a heart-shaped and it looks smaller than a regular size pizza.
This motherfucker, you really spent the same amount of money for half of pizza.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Like that's what it's all about, dude. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to get laid on Valentine's Day. That is a goal. Some people are calling Valentine's Day the penis, the Christmas of penises.
The Christmas of, you know what Valentine's Day is to me? Fucking drinking by myself. That's what it is.
So that means you're going to be, after you're done recording this shit, you're going to go drink some brews and go beat off and bust your nut sock and fall asleep.
Hey, whatever. Hell no, actually, I'm about to go just pass out, to be real. I'm fucking tired.
You ain't got a lie to kick it.
What you gonna do tonight, though, homie?
I'm actually got to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Okay. So my bedtime is pretty soon, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I'm on daddy duty tonight. So,
yeah. Your wife just left you? She left you with the homegirls?
Oh, she's at work. She had to work tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought she just straight up said, fuck it.
Nah, she wouldn't do that shit to me on Valentine's Day. or would she? Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, she's actually at work. I got these badass little kids that I got to try to get them to bed at a decent time because I had to be up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
How many times you go over to Joe's today?
Only went twice.
Uh-huh. You sound like you went more.
Oh, no. I went very shortly, popped in, talked some business, and left. Came back, finished the business, and then left. So maybe I was at the studio for like 10 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, when the hell is Joe gonna respond to my question?
What did you need then for Dingo?
Oh, I asked Dingo if he'd be willing to shoot a music video before the show for the EP.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure he's down to do it this weekend or next week. I'm pretty sure. Dingo, you know, Dingo, for the people out there listening about this fucking Dingo, or they always hear, who's Dingo this, Dingo that, Dingo Brothers, Dingo Productions, and all this shit. Joe Dingo is the trippy hippie. I say that because he's fucking an old fuck that's stuck in 1990 flip phone era, and the motherfucker does not do good with technology. Okay, that's who Joe the fucking trippy hippie Dingo is. Shout out to him because he is a producer of my podcast, Small Town Cali Podcast. And, you know what I mean, he's a camera guy, producer, you know what I mean, he does all the behind-the-scenes shit. We promote shows together, and, you know what I mean, basically, we're a team. So, shout out to the motherfucker, Dingo. I'm pretty sure, you know, Dingo's ass, it's hard for him to answer the phone because he has a flip phone and all this crap. So, you got to give the old fuck a break. I'm pretty sure he ain't doing shit, and he would love to fucking shoot your video. You know that motherfucker. He loves doing shit.
Ain't that funny? That motherfucker can't work a fucking regular phone, but he can sure as hell shoot a music video, though.
Yeah.
Ain't that funny?
You ain't fucking lying, dude. Nah, that's hilarious, bro. That is
fucking... But, yeah, on this music video, man, it's just gonna be a fat-ass party-type video.
Oh, okay. So you want to do like a video? Maybe he's thinking of using some of that footage from the Cisco show.
And oh, maybe there we go. That.
So we have to do another party.
Or I can always just release the music video later than the EP. You know what I mean? It's no big deal.
Oh, no big deal. You ain't gotta worry about that. So, is there any other topics that you'd like to fucking ramble about?
Actually, nah, man. I'm about to kick back for the rest of the night. Chill, lax. I'm going to let you get back to doing your thing.
So, what's up? Pleasure being... What are you going to be rambling about on your new episode of Shit Talking Podcast? Anything in mind?
Honestly, not really, man. It's honestly, every time I do an episode, it's just whatever pops in my head right then and there. I've woken up dead in the middle of sleep just to do a podcast episode.
Well, fucking let me know. I'd love to be a guest on the Shit Talking Podcast again. It'd be dope, dude. It'd be You know me, I like talking shit. You just give me something to talk about and I'll talk some shit and tell you how I feel about it.
Well, you know what? Next time I'm out there doing this music video, we'll talk shit about this new 21 Savage update.
Oh, yeah. They said that Trump might report his ass, that he just got released from ICE. And now there's articles saying that Trump wants to deport him. I don't know. Maybe he wants to fucking make an example of him. I think that's bullshit that he got. And now Trump has to put his two cents in. If it's true, don't quote me. Sure, you know what I mean? There is a lot of fucking fake shit on the internet, but
I mean, I'll kind of try to save Trump with this. It's kind of happened with Muhammad Ali and Elvis Presley back in the day. They got sent off to the military because government didn't want them.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So you like that kind of shit, huh?
I mean, it's kind of interesting, the conspiracy theories and all that bullshit.
Some people say I'm a fucking wacko because I believe in conspiracy theories.
It's interesting to me, dude. They're interesting thoughts to have. Like, especially if you sit down and you're high and you actually watch it and you listen. It's kind of interesting, dude.
Yeah, dude. I can go in rabbit holes on YouTube videos for days on conspiracy theories, dude.
Like, you know what I like to watch when I'm actually high? Fucking time travel videos.
Those
things are trippy.
That one's kind of a trip for me to believe.
Or the Mandela effect.
Hold on. Let's wrap this episode up.
Oh yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
I know I had to interrupt you, but I got an emergency right now. So let me figure
out. Oh, no worries.
But everybody, this podcast was brought to you by Anchor. Makes this podcasting shit as easy as a push of a button. So make sure you follow me on Straight Outta Valley Podcast or Small Town Cali Podcast on Instagram or YouTube. like, share, subscribe, leave reviews. Help me the fuck out, man. And thank you, G-Killer, for pulling the fuck up, man. It was dope. I just thought we'd talk some shit, put some content out, and do our thing, my boy. Thank you for pulling up.
Always, always a good time with you, homie. Having fun. Do your daddy duties and have a good night, man.
Everybody, we'll see you next time.